that one of the keys to telling better stories about underrepresented communities is newsrooms hiring and promoting more diverse voices. High school newspapers and journalism classes can help young people of color learn the skills to tell powerful community stories. But as the podcast Miseducation, Missing Voices explores in New York City, black and brown students often don't have access to those resources. The podcast was entirely reported by student journalists. It was produced by The Bell, a nonprofit organization that seeks to empower high school journalists by helping them develop their skills. Joining us now is Sabrina DeKenny, Student Programs Manager for The Bell. Sabrina, welcome.
Hi, Deepa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Also joining us is one of the student journalists who reported for Missing Voices, former Bell intern Jadalyn Carney. Welcome to you as well, Jadalyn.
Hi, thank you so much.
Now, full disclosure, we should say that this podcast came to our attention through producer Emiko Tamagawa, who's the aunt of Mira Gordon, who also works for The Bell. But it's also a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I worked in high school journalism in New York City for years. And I want to start by playing a little bit of sound from your first episode.
Many, like, privileged schools, they have a journalism program. That way students are able to explore and see if they like that field. And that's why I feel like if this school didn't have it, I probably wouldn't know I was, like, into photography that much.
Sabrina, I want to start with you. What did you discover about high school journalism programs in New York City?
Through a Baruch College study that was conducted by Jean Belton, who's the journalism professor at Baruch College, we found that in New York City, the media capital of the world, fewer than 25% of high school students had a newspaper. And of the 50 high schools in the city with the highest proportion of Black students, just 4 actually had a newspaper. And of the 50 whitest high schools in New York City, 38 did.
Yeah. So why are there so few, do you think, Sabrina?
One of the biggest things that we've found within just this entire sort of investigative reporting process is that the lack of journalism opportunities in these schools signals just a greater issue and greater disparities that are actually reflected in the public school system. New York City has one of the most segregated school systems in the country. And it's not just journalism opportunities, but also, you know, access to just a wide range of opportunities that affect students across the board.
Yeah. And Jadalyn, you went to one high school, Townsend Harris, it's in Queens, where you got the chance to see their high school newspaper in action. Their newspaper is called The Classic, and it's completely student-run. Let's listen to a little of your podcast.
We publish every single night online, 5 days a week, and we also publish 2 to 3 print papers a year. Our hierarchy is consisted of staff writers, copy editors, department editors, managing editors, and editors-in-chief. And so every night when an article is written by a staff writer, it goes through this hierarchy and eventually goes to a managing editor who will read over the article and determine whether or not it should be published. And sometimes that might be, oh, this article needs an extra quote. And they will go back to that department editor, say the features editor, and say, hey, can you tell your staff writer to grab another quote?
Wow. Jadalyn, you say in the episode that just hearing about Townsend Harris newspaper made your head spin. I have to say, me too. What has been your experience of a school newspaper? How did you come to this?
Yeah, my high school was actually, it's a very small high school. It's called Energy Tech, and we didn't have any high school newspapers available or like any club of some sort. So when I wanted to try out journalism, I didn't have any opportunity to do it inside my own school or like after school. So I had to go and look out online for internships. And that is how I found The Bell.
And tell me what Townsend Harris are covering. Like they publish every single night. What are they covering?
They really cover a lot of things. They have a podcast called Admitted, where they like take students who have gotten into like their dream schools and they talk through that process. And that really is helpful to the school community when students are trying to see where they want to go. They have this really, really popular article about the best falafel places in New York. And they just cover movies and they cover current events that are happening. And of course, like what's happening inside their community.
Yeah, and in your podcast, you talk about this one issue that the Classic, this school newspaper, reported. It was about a problematic principal, which later mainstream media picked up on and reported. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they had an incident where a principal was trying to censor their publication, and Townsend Harris has a charter which actually allows them to pretty much cover anything they want in their student newspaper.
Now, Sabrina, in your first episode, you profiled another school with a journalism program, Pace High School, which is mostly low-income, mostly Black and Latino. Tell us about their journalism program.
Pace actually has a newspaper program led by their journalism advisor, David Rolfing, and it's called The Pacer. A lot of the students who are involved, they're just really dedicated. They definitely don't have the resources that you would see at like a school like Townsend Harris, but they make do with what they have. And put out just some really great material.
You know, and I think what your podcast really does is get at this idea of educational inequities, because you play out these two schools and really trace it through to show the bigger world implications, in this case, in the field of journalism. I'm wondering how you think journalism could be different if we didn't have this journalism inequity that started with some kids getting a really brilliant, full-on journalism experience and others getting nothing, or if they have something, having to kind of make do.
If we didn't have this sort of barrier, you'd just have the representation of more diverse voices and perspectives. And I think that's just so important. A lot of youth are disenchanted with the system, and specifically with media. They don't see themselves adequately represented in you know, mainstream media. You know, a lot of students of color have expressed to me they just see constantly just the barrage of just negative things coming on the news, specifically about their communities, our communities. And, you know, just seeing that on a day-to-day, it really, you know, shapes the sort of view that you can even have of yourself. You know, really comes back to the question of just like whose stories are actually being told and from whose perspective.
In the last episode, we hear from Washington Post race and ethnicity reporter Manuel Felton, and he talks about the fact that though he's Black, he went to private school and has been in environments where he's dealt with a lot of white people.
You know, I have seen very few reporters, Black reporters who didn't come from that kind of background. And so, like, that's my main concern. That, like, yes, we're in these rooms now, but, like, you know, have we really opened this space to have the wide range of the Black community represented in our newsrooms?
You know, I have to say, 20 years ago, I started a program in New York City called Radio Roots, and we worked in public schools. We were teaching radio journalism.
Wow.
And for the very same reasons that you're doing it, and it really breaks my heart that very little has changed. But I want to ask you to help us end on a more hopeful note, because there is some great journalism happening by high school students in New York City. Sabrina, what was one thing that inspired you that you saw high schoolers do?
I've seen students who have, you know, they've never like written an article before, and just to see their faces light up, or haven't done a podcast before, and just to see how proud they are when they've actually completed the project, that just like makes my day every single time. And it's why I just love my job.
And Jadelyn, what about you? Are you going to pursue a career in journalism?
Well, right now I am in my first year of college, and I definitely see myself joining the school newspaper right now. So I'm going to test that out and see what kind of like writing I can do to help the school community right here.
Well, we hope to see you in the world of journalism. Thank you so much to both of you. We've been talking about the Bell podcast, Miseducation, Missing Voices, with student reporter Jadelyn Carney and Sabrina DeKenny, student program manager of the Bell. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you so much, Deepa.